The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr, right after Christmas Day. We see today the fruits of the coming of our Savior in the transformed life of Stephen. This new life finds enmity in the old life. The old way of life cannot stand it, cannot resist it. And so we have persecution. And Jesus prepared us for this. Not just warned us, prepared us. And he goes before us. And we need to gaze upon the cross to receive strength and not fear. This reality of persecution is not of the past. As you well know, it is going on right now, as many Christians are under persecution. And we, if we're not foolish, must be prepared. Now, not all Christians experience the persecution, because many simply shy away and turn back. Only those who remain faithful to the end experience persecution. You can blend with the world, you can be assimilated to the world, and then you will not be persecuted. And so the Lord is encouraging us, telling us the truth of what is going to happen, but then telling us that if we endure to the end, we will be saved. So we need to have these words in our hearts, be connected with the Lord as Saint Stephen was, so that when we're suffering persecution, we don't have to fear or worry about what to say. Jesus is teaching us, and the Acts of the Apostles and the testimony of Stephen teaches us as well, that this new life is a way of life. It's an experience of the presence and the power of God that is with us. And so in the moments of trial, all we have to do is allow the Lord, say yes to the Lord, and the Lord will work through us the words that we have to say. He will give us the courage that we need. We just have to step forward to believe. So we pray for that grace to be strong, to be faithful in the daily trials and the persecutions.